On Midwest Week, a recap of this week's Illinois primary election. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is John O'Connor, bureau chief for the Associated Press in Springfield. Starting, John, with the Republican primary for governor, did everyone expect it to be that close? Just a few percentage points between Bruce Rauner and Jeannie Ives.
No, Herb, I don't think anyone expected it to be as close as it was. I've certainly ran a solid campaign, but she did not have the resources, certainly that Bruce Rauner had, to get her name out. And this is a woman who is well-known in Springfield and in her district, of course. She's a noted policy expert and also well-known for her very conservative views. But outside of Springfield or her district, she was virtually unknown. So for her to amass, it was 2.77 percentage points difference between Rauner and Ives, 51.4 to 48.6. So wow. For her to come that close, I've heard political people say that just breaking into double digits would have been an embarrassment for Bruce Rauner. And here she came this close to knocking him off. So there may be somebody out there who estimated that it would be this close, but I haven't met him or her.
Was there a particular issue that helped Jeannie Ives do that well, or was there a group of issues that she did better on than Bruce Rauner?
The reason she got into the race was, as you know, she felt that Bruce Rauner had abandoned his conservative base, namely by signing a law that expanded public financing of abortion through Medicaid or state employee insurance. But he ran in 2014 as a candidate without a social agenda. He was known to be a moderate Republican, and that helped him get elected, quite frankly, in a blue state. But Ives was upset by that and by a law that he signed coming from the Democrats in the General Assembly that limits local law enforcement interaction with immigrants, without a criminal warrant. In other words, unless there is a criminal reason that law enforcement should be interacting with immigrants of any status, it limits that and limits their involvement with federal law enforcement. And Ives called this a sanctuary law, which Rauner hotly contested. So these were two key issues that she ran on. She also benefited from fatigue that Rauner has spent 3 years battling the Democratic House Speaker, Michael Madigan from Chicago, and neither side would give on anything to the point that we had no budget for 2 years. And we've spoken on this program before about the fact that Illinois had no annual budget plan in 2015 or 2016 and only got a budget last summer because some Republicans joined Madigan and his Democrats in overriding the governor's veto of an income tax increase. And I think that showed that the people were tired of the fighting, not only the fighting, but the fact that there was no spending plan. Human services have been decimated. The debt that the state has piled up was up to $17 billion just in unpaid bills for a while. So Ives certainly made an issue of the economic state, but I think part of her popularity was just anti-Rauner.
Now, on the Democratic side, were there any surprises there? Did we all expect J.B. Pritzker to win?
Yeah, I think that wasn't too surprising. He is a businessman, a philanthropist, an heir to the Hyatt hotel chain, the brother of Penny Pritzker, who was President Obama's Commerce Secretary. And he has spent nearly $70 million just on the primary campaign. He announced in April of last year, and he's been on TV with advertising almost from the get-go. So people certainly got to know him, and he had name recognition. He had that kind of money. to just blanket the state with advertising. But he also had key endorsements from the Democratic establishment, and that opens him up to complaints and criticism from Governor Rauner that he is a quote-unquote machine politician, that he is going to do the bidding of Michael Madigan. Endorsements still matter in this day and age because it means you get precinct workers out there in the streets in Chicago knocking on doors for you. And that's one thing for, you could say, for J.B. Pritzker. He spent a lot of money on television and other types of advertising, but he had an army of volunteers out there knocking on doors. Daniel Biss came in second, and he was the middle-class candidate. He was the one who said, I'm running against these billionaires. Pritzker is a billionaire. Chris Kennedy was the other main challenger for the nomination, and he is the nephew of the late president and the son of former Attorney General and the late New York Senator Robert F. Kennedy. So there's some family money there, and he's a successful developer himself. He only self-financed by about $2 million. He and Biss actually raised about the same amount of money, $7 million, compared to Pritzker's $69 million. And Biss took second place, which is not good for him right now, but good for him in the future. He's only 40 years old, and he's got a future ahead of him. It was expected that it would really be a battle between Kennedy and Pritzker, and Biss made a good case for himself.
And now the other big race, I guess you could call the other big race, the major statewide race, was for Attorney General for the Democrats. Was Kwame Raoul, the state senator, expected to win this one?
Yeah, I think he was. He got out there early. It was a surprise when the popular Lisa Madigan, who is the daughter of the speaker, but certainly has paved her own political path in serving four terms as Attorney General, announced that she would not run for a fifth term last year, and that generated a lot of interest in that race. We had 10 candidates, 8 Democrats alone, and very competent Democrats, some really accomplished people running for that post. Kwame Raoul has been in the Senate since 2004. He was named to replace Barack Obama when Obama relinquished that seat in the state Senate to join the U.S. Senate. He has developed a record on criminal justice, on several of those issues, criminal justice being a key one, and had a lot of support. So it's not a big surprise that he would win that. He was the early favorite.
Now, what about Pat Quinn? I mean, he certainly had the name recognition, being former governor and many other things, but was he sort of a downstate candidate because it seemed like most of the rest were Chicago people?
Well, Pat Quinn's certainly from Chicago, and I think name recognition helped him quite a bit. He's still popular. He's still a darn good campaigner. He's been campaigning for 50 years almost.
It seems like it, yeah.
And it was reminiscent of Jerry Brown in California, who was governor and then left the governorship and came back and won the job as attorney general. And by golly, he's governor again. So there was some comparisons made there. But he made a case for himself, too. People might have been tepid toward his entry into the race, you know, like, gee, Pat, you know, not again. But he's definitely a solid campaigner, and he is tireless. So he made a good showing.